obviously, we had a huge meltdown last week.
Yeah.
And I feel a little bit like I have an insider's point of view on that because I was one of the stranded passengers.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it was, I was mesmerized by it. You know, it is so, when things like this happen, I was mortified by it. I was mortified for the company. I watched how the company handled people. I watched people in line really lose their temper. I watched the JetBlue employees try to deal with it. I personally called the call center, 1-800-JetBlue, for 3 days after the storm, and the call center was down.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. But here's the thing. There's a chapter in my book called Face the Truth. And that is one of the most important steps that true high-purpose companies go through. I have in my email box an apology from David Neilman, as does every JetBlue customer. And that company was literally, Neilman said, he told the New York Times that he was mortified. This apology letter, really, it's very heartfelt. It reads, you know, we are sorry and embarrassed. We cannot express how truly sorry we are for the anxiety, frustration, and inconvenience this has caused. We're humiliated. We were founded on the promise of bringing humanity back to air travel and making the experience of flying happier and easier for everyone, but we know we failed to deliver that promise last week.
Hmm.
And then the company went and proactively instituted a customer bill of rights. It was not forced to by any politician. It did it proactively. Jeff Neilman is on YouTube. He's all over the place saying, we are so deeply sorry. We dropped the ball. Here's what went wrong, and here's what we're doing to make sure this never happens again. Now, that response, I mean, there are so many people in the business world that think that apologizing or acknowledging mistakes is a sign of weakness. In my book, I show why it is a sign of strength. My research team and I actually compared the results of companies that refuse to take blame, mm-hmm. that refuse to say we're sorry or face the truth, with the results generated by companies that did face the truth and say we're sorry after, you know, a disaster struck or after an ethical scandal. And the results in terms of winning back trust, in terms of getting back up and running for the companies that face the truth were far better.
Hmm.
So I really think that this is an example of a company's true colors meltdown showing through. And I would estimate that unlike Merck, and unlike other companies who, or Exxon, where after their slip-ups, courts found the company liable in several instances and awarded damages, I would estimate or guess that rather than continuing to appeal those decisions and refusing to pay plaintiffs a cent, JetBlue will pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it will honor whatever court decisions are made in the current lawsuit against it. I believe that this is going to make them a stronger company.
Hmm.
And a really neat thing is that, you know, I mean, if you notice, when Exxon Valdez, you know, when that scenario happened, the company's first response was no response. It took the CEO 3 weeks to visit the site. But they were also blaming the driver. Like, they would blame, you know, and Jeff would never have the instinct of blaming, oh, it's a few bad apples, or it was people. You know, they said it's us. David Neilman was like, I'm responsible. We are so sorry. It was about, this is what I mean by taking responsibility. It's so simple. It's so fundamental. And being responsive and talking to employees, I think that, I have interviews set up with JetBlue employees for next week because I'm writing a story about this, but, you know, I suspect that the employees at JetBlue feel, you know, what David Neilman was saying is, it's not your fault. You didn't have the right support system or the right training. It's our fault. You know, please, you know, stay with us. Please continue to serve customers the best way you possibly can. We're going to step up our efforts to help you. And I think that really changes the chemistry in an organization where the people within the company, you know, including customers, but the people, really the employees, feel taken care of. They feel respected and understood. And I think that's what creates a winning workplace.